I'm almost 100% sure that this law, in terms of the Affordable Care Act, is not going to be affected. But the mandate will definitely be unconstitutional.
That is the prediction of Dr. Raul Vasquez. He's with the Urban Family Practice in Buffalo. Dr. Vasquez serves many of those who don't have health care, but instead are covered by Medicaid.
Right now, these patients are getting care, but they're getting care in the emergency room. So, you know, what the law stands to do is to really develop different models of care in terms of what everybody's hearing as ACOs or accountable care organizations, which are bringing physicians together, and they're often working together with a managed care market, with a hospital, to try to reduce the utilization of emergency room visits and inpatient care.
The question now remains, will the court toss out the individual mandate that would require citizens to buy health insurance or pay a fine?
Individual mandate was really more of a benefit to the insurance companies than it is to the market. But because, I mean, it's talking about $500 billion that you're going to kind of allocating to the managed care system. And I don't think that's the solution to the problems that we have.
Dr. Vasquez says under the law, the state would establish a health care exchange, providing citizens with a place to shop for a plan that would fit their budgets, providing needed relief for those who currently cannot afford health insurance. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.